What's that? I think we go to Jorge. I think Jorge's going to give us his report first. Is that right? Jorge, will you give us a report from the Senate's conference, please?
Can I do it on the...
Sure.
All right, good morning. If you remember, a year ago, Nick Berbulis did a presentation, and he was wearing a cast because he had an accident. The only thing, the medical situation that I have right now is that my face is going again through a teenager face for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, sorry about that. It happens. All right, so let me just... I've been chair for almost a year. It's been a wonderful experience, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the many, many issues that I'm interested in. And I'll be brief, I promise. I remember talking with Chairman Kennedy at the start of my term, and he used, I'm paraphrasing here, how can we maximize the impact of our university on people's lives? And that has been on my mind in every meeting that I have attended, in every paper that I've had to review or document or policy and so on and so forth. And there are many questions that come out of this. And I just want to focus on two because I have only 5 minutes. One is, what is the University of Illinois? And the other that is come over and over again, why come and stay at our university as staff members, as students, as faculty members? Why come here all the way here? And why do we want to stay here? We might, some of us, think that we have an answer to these two questions, but in my experience as chair of the conference, not everybody is on the same boat. Not everybody agrees with where we are. Do we need to agree? Not necessarily, but at least we need to be talking about it. I don't think, you know, these are questions that can be easily answered here or anywhere. It's a conversation that we need to have. How do we find the answers and how to implement this? Again, there are many answers, but two main areas that I want to talk about today is collaborations and excellence. In terms of collaboration, the Senate's conference is working really hard to continue our collaboration or partnership with the Board of Trustees, with university administration, and with the campuses as well. Hopefully, as the new Board of Trustees meetings get in shape, we'll be able to have a much richer conversation with these committees of the Board of Trustees. We are welcome. We will be welcome to that conversation. We already have committees working on this. We hope to create an even better relationship with these committees. And of course, we would love to continue conversations with the university administration, President Easter, the vice presidents. So far, we have a very positive relationship. We hope that we continue that relationship. The other answer, and something very important for all of us, is in terms of excellence. We've talked about it quite a bit, and recently the Senate conference wrote a statement on excellence. It's pretty lengthy, but I wanted to focus on these two sentences. The successes of each of the three campuses are the successes of the university and the state of Illinois. Excellent campuses ensure the excellence of the University of Illinois. Excellence is in our campus. There's no such a thing as excellence at the university level. It's at each campus. That's where it starts. If we continue thinking that way, why were we excellent here? And excellence might be different things for different campuses. And that's what we need to live with. What is our role in keeping this excellence, our quest for excellence? Are we there? Probably not, but that's what we need to do. And instead of talking about territorial wars or anything like that, let's talk about excellence and reward excellence and go from there. I said that I was going to be brief. Finally, I want to thank people that are on this list. And if your name is not here, don't feel offended. It's just I didn't think about including absolutely everyone. More than anything else about showing this slide is to, if you look at the names here, if you look at our strengths that are in that slide, we can answer these questions and any other questions that come our way. We can face all the challenges that are coming. I'm absolutely sure about it. It was an honor to be a chair of the Senate Conference just because of meeting all these wonderful people and making sure that if we work together, we'll get there. I wouldn't bet against any of these people ever, because they can do it. They can really do it, except me. I'm, you know, just a faculty member. All right, so thank you so much. Again, it was an honor to do this job.
I just want to take a minute on behalf of the entire university to thank Jorge. I think when we look at our component parts, you think about Susan Cook in Springfield and the great alliance that you've created with her between the faculty there and the leadership. That really created a template for the entire university and the relationship between administration and the faculty. And you created it there and built on it everywhere, and we appreciate that. I know Christophe Pierre has enjoyed working with you as you've created a really one of the first and probably most comprehensive review programs of the academic enterprise anywhere in the United States, and that's an incredible accomplishment. I know Larry Shook has relied on you to make sure that we've teased out the greatness that's present in the faculty for all of our efforts and federal research dollars, and I know that Walt Knorr has enjoyed working with you to make sure that everyone understands the financial impact of the decisions we make throughout the university. You've played a great role in terms of the future of the university and creating, with President Easter, one of the first training programs for future faculty leadership, and served in the search committee for the new president, been involved in the strategic planning process. So the work that you've done this year will last for a decade or so with the university, and we really appreciate all of that. And just on a like a kind of a human at a human level, you know, there's this notion of shared governance, this co-governance that we work together on, and so much of that is boils down to personnel, and so much of the personnel is really personal. And you've been a great contact for all of us, a terrific go-between, and I think you make something that could be a source of friction, could be a challenge, could be something that people see as difficult, you make it a pleasure. Everybody wants to work with you, and we wish you nothing but the best, and thank you from everybody at the university. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I could just add a comment or two, Dr. Villegas. It's very thoughtful of you in your remarks to focus on excellence, because truly that is the ambition of the institution. There's no substitute for excellence. Excellence begins when there's a shared commitment between faculty, individuals in leadership from the department all the way through to the Board of Trustees around a vision. And you have played a significant role this year in helping create and sustain that shared vision for progress and success at the University of Illinois. On a personal basis, I really look forward to the opportunities that we've had before each of the Senate's conference meetings to just sit down one-on-one for an hour or so and talk about the issue. Your advice always reflects sound judgment and deep thought, and I very much enjoyed that. And I'll miss that, but I look forward to working with Dr. Chambers in the year ahead. But I wish for you continued success and continue to be involved in faculty governance.